Hey everyone, we're back talking Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Stay tuned for the last part of Cuba.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm doing it right.
Right? This intro will never get old. Oh, I forgot to harmonize. Anyways, welcome back, everyone. We're talking Keeping Up with the Kardashians here at AfterBuzz TV. Tonight's episode was the second part of the Cuba visit. It was called Havana Goodnight. Last week was Havana Good Day. Today it's Havana Goodnight.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I like that.
You guys know that I really love last week's episode, and I enjoyed seeing this week's episode as well, even though it like came to a close. I'm very happy how it went, and mm-hmm. it was really nice to see them really enjoy it. And I know they reiterated it during this episode as well, but you know, just not having the phones and being able to sit there and talk, it was a good time. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about the rest of the trip tonight. We're going to talk about Scott and his FOMO, and we're going to talk about the beef that they had to throw in the show about Kylie versus Kanye. But yeah,
intense.
Puma versus mm-hmm. Kanye, Kylie, Puma.
Puma versus Yeezy.
Adidas. Yeah. Yeezy, Adidas.
I think we get yeah. a little confusing.
Crazy stuff.
What do you guys think about that whole thing? You know, because we were sitting there, we were kind of discussing it before we, you know, started filming. And yeah, I don't know. I just think that it's just drama for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, Kanye doesn't own Kylie, and like she can do other things, business deals outside of the family. Like she's her own person, just like Kanye has all these creative things that he does with, you know, he's unapologetic about a lot of things. It's like Kylie should be able to be her own person too and like do things as well.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. I thought it was kind of like Kanye taking money out of Kylie's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, you know, Kanye's mad, like, oh, keep it within the family. But Kylie's young. She has bills now. She has her house. Like, she needs to do what she needs to do to create her little empire.
Mm-hmm.
And Kanye is stepping in the middle of that. Yes, you know, Kylie's probably happy. Like, okay, you gave me a spot in your show. But mm-hmm. now what am I going to do? Like, the show, the season was what? Like 2 years ago for when she watched that fashion show?
Yeah.
She needs to
that
make
was
her money.
2 years ago already?
Yeah, well, they had a recent one oh. too, kind of.
I think he's had three shows, right?
Oh, was it
feel like
season
that
three?
Ago. Oh.
He's had at well, least whatever. Two, and Kylie walked in two of them.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't feel that long ago. That's weird.
Maybe it was like a year. Who knows? But still, either way.
I think time with the Kardashians just never makes sense. It's like being yeah. in outer space because we have real time and we have
right.
the show.
You can usually kind of tell by looking at, and this is no shade, I love Kylie, but looking at like her face because it's changed throughout the years. So by looking at it, you're like, okay, this was like, you know. Not in a mean way. I yeah. love her. Like, seriously, I do makeup. So it's like I live for the Kardashians' makeup. But it's just true. So you could just kind of look, okay, maybe that was a couple years ago.
You know what, guys? I did it again. We have to introduce ourselves tonight. Thanks for staying tuned for the first few minutes. But anyways, I'm your host, Francesca. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA. And I'm joined by my lovely host, starting with the left, to my left.
Hello, guys. I'm Justine. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at Let's Face It with Justine, and Twitter, Let's Face It 33. Dakota, your turn.
All right, guys. I am Dakota T. Jones. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
Hey, everybody. I'm Howard the Third. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third. Howard the 3RD.
You guys have it so easy. Mine's like this, da 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 da. I'm like, Jesus, what's the name of
too
my
many
social
things.
Media? A lot.
So back to Kim and Kylie. Yeah, at first I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, mm-hmm. who cares? You know, Adidas didn't want to do anything with Kylie, so yeah. is she yeah. just going to supposed to sit there and wait? And this is how they make their money. They get deals and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But then I realized why Kanye was probably so upset uh-oh. Is because he probably felt embarrassed. Because I don't know if you remember when rumors were going around about Kylie might be doing with her own shoe line, he tweeted, and I quote,
oh, you have the quote and everything.
1,000%. There will never be Kylie and Puma, anything. This is my family. etc.
So much.
That makes a little more sense. He's probably, oh my God.
I would be embarrassed too. Like if someone was like, oh, 100% my family or 1,000% my family would never turn against me like that. And then it happened. You'd be sitting there like, oh, maybe I spoke too soon. Maybe I should have consulted and like saw if it was like a real deal. I think he was honestly super surprised. He didn't think it was going to be a thing at all. But like I said, I mean, Kylie can do her own thing.
Mm-hmm. I just find it a little messed up that they're kind of, they didn't really blame Kylie at all for her thinking that's okay. It was all about Chris. Chris, you did this. You managed this. And I'm like, okay, but Kylie's not a child. She obviously was okay with it.
Yeah.
And it, my whole thing is they heard, well, when Chris said, like, they came to me. I didn't go to Puma. Puma came to me.
Yeah.
Get your coins, Chris. I don't understand. Exactly. You know what I mean? Let's say right now Doritos comes to me. I'm supposed to turn it down because maybe I like Fritos? I'm gonna eat my Doritos. You see what I'm saying? Like, I like both chips.
Yeah.
No, I do think Doritos is made by Frito-Lays.
Oh.
But I get your point.
You get my point. We get
the point. That was one of the most amazing things.
It'd be
ever.
Like Lay's or the, you know.
Or the competition.
Whole Ranch Doritos. You love them both. Right. But, you know.
Left Twix, right Twix.
That's like a Halloween costume. You know, like left shark, right shark.
Yeah.
Left Twix, right Twix.
Oh, that's so great. But it's one of those things where, you know, you gotta just go with it. I mean, these business deals don't present themselves all the time.
Exactly.
And the fact that Kylie got turned down by Adidas, it's like, Adidas, what are you doing? Like, Kylie
got turned down.
Yeah.
I thought that Yeezy is with... I get very confused with the whole deal because I thought Yeezy was with Adidas.
They
and
are.
Yeezy wanted...
Adidas has Yeezy, a line of shoes.
Right. Okay.
So that's where he's with it. He's not with, like... Adidas isn't with his, like, clothing line. So that's why I honestly don't get it. And when Kim was talking with Chris about it, she used an example... where, say, Kendall's working for Estee Lauder, and now they want me to work for Estee Lauder. That's the same company.
Yeah.
Kylie wanted a deal with Adidas, from what I took from the show, and they couldn't do it, so, because they didn't have enough budget or something, right?
Right.
So, I mean, like Chris said, you know, if I was in your family, my job is to get you deals and get you work, so I'm going to do what I got to do. I mean, like, I understand when you do business with family, it can get tricky. And you know, maybe Chris should have said something right before, but she shouldn't feel bad for getting that deal.
Exactly. No. Yeah. And she said it so clearly. She's like, okay, take away the whole mom part. Like, if you guys were all my clients, I would do what I felt I should do for each one of you. So taking away the family aspect, she is a businesswoman. She needs to make sure she's giving enough time and effort to all of her children. So it's selfish of her to be like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I mean, not her. It's selfish of, like, the rest of the family to be like, oh, well, you can't take that because this family member's doing this. It's like, no, Kylie needs to be able to make her money, too. I mean, exactly. She's doing very well, obviously.
I think it's hard, especially to where to draw the line with family, and especially because they're so big. It's kind of hard, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. I like that Kim was really standing up for Kanye, which is like we saw in this episode, she said, you know, my friends asked me, can you see yourself without Kanye? Like, they literally are made for each other, and they do ride or die for each other. So she's standing up, you know, for Kanye. And normally I agree with a lot of, like, Kim's, like, tough love or Kim's, like, stuff. But this one, I was just, maybe because I'm not in that world, I don't understand. But I'm just kind of like, okay, I think they just brought it up. Clearly, they needed some drama this episode for the show because this episode was just so much fun.
It was so fun.
Did you love how, like, they were like, oh, we're two peas in a pod. I don't know what I would do without you. And then Kanye's like, so you're going to be a Mother's Day without me?
I know.
And he's like this sitting in the car, like, rubbing his head, like, this scowl on his face. And I'm like, that turned her on quick. That didn't last very long.
I don't understand when she was booking this deal or booking the shoot in advance, she didn't know it was Mother's Day. Like,
well, she said it unfortunately happened to fall on Mother's Day. But like she said, she's just getting back into the work because, you know, after Baby Saint and everything, so...
But it's Kim Kardashian.
Exactly.
If she wants to cancel, they're not going to be, like, done working with her. They'd be like, okay, Kim, bow down. Yeah. Like, come on.
I would hope that people still have, like, I don't want to say standards, but, like, business practices that they adhere to. Like, I think it's dope that she was able to push it back so she could have, you know, spend time with them in the morning. But I, as a brand or company, if I had someone thinking that they could just do whatever, I'd be like, well, I don't want to work with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. But I just don't understand. I didn't like how she was just like, it wasn't even a thought not to even be with my family. It was like, oh, I'm going to go shoot. It's Mother's Day. Right, the family, I'll see them another time. Like, yeah. He just gave
I thought
birth.
Maybe they were going to come with her. I think that would have been dope.
Yeah, I wonder why they couldn't.
Like, no.
I don't know. I don't know why they couldn't have come with her. I mean, they act probably like it was could've. Not even like yeah. a part of the picture. Like, oh, well, I couldn't do that. It's like, you can go to New York. Like come on.
You said, there wasn't a lot of drama for the show.
Yeah. So.
I mean, that's the only thing I could think of because they could easily get a private jet and go. Exactly.
But they didn't because we see the whole orchestra thing. Like, he went out of his way to like send like this grand orchestra to her like apartment or wherever she was staying. Like, I was just surprised like he didn't show up and surprise her or something. I mean, I'm sure he had other things to do, maybe. Mm-hmm. But if he was going to be spending the day with the kids anyway, they could have just hopped on a plane and went out to see her and be with her for her shoot. And it would have been fine and it would have been great. But I don't know.
Can we talk about Kanye's gifts, though? Like, you know, that flower wall, you know, was that at their wedding, right? You know, the orchestra. Like, he's just like... He's like a kind of like a hopeless romantic somewhere there, you know? And I'm definitely. Like, can I just get a bouquet of flowers? You know what I'm saying?
Right? We all need a piece of Kanye.
You know, and that is a great aspect of her, or like a great character trait of him, of his, is that he is so loving and he treats her like a queen. And I mean, we all saw whenever he proposed to her in that big stadium and made it so special. Like, he really is romantic, and I love that, and I hope that he continues to keep that up because he seems to be treating her very well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially as they only been married for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, wow, if he's doing all this in the first 2 years,
I know.
What's gonna happen when they get to year 10?
Oh,
like,
girl.
What are we gonna do?
I hope they keep it up because, especially, you know, from Kim's past marriages, like, I do like them together. So.
Yeah. Well, Chris said, I don't know why, I was thinking of Chris making a comment a little bit later in the show, but it reminded me of when, I don't know if you guys remember the episode, where she was just like, well, I wasn't married for 78 hours or 72 hours,
oh
whatever.
My gosh, yeah.
And I didn't write down the specific quote, but she said something like, well, actually I did. It's not like you sing or dance or anything.
Yes.
That was during when they were talking about the deals, and Kim's just literally, she was just like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, I know.
Because you remember Kim did come out with like a little like techno club song.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh!
Forgot about that.
What was it called? It was like
jam or something like that.
Yeah, I think so.
It was rough.
My jam.
Yeah.
It was really rough. Even a Kardashian with all that fame, all that money, couldn't even put. It just wasn't working.
In the club, listening to my jam or something funny like
that. How do you remember that?
Because it's burned into my mind.
Like, Dakota's all things pop culture.
It reminds me of Dakota Shoe Jones. It reminds me of how when she can't sing or dance, especially it showed in Cuba, everyone at least, Khloe and Courtney, were like throwing their hands around. They were all like joking around,
going like this.
And Kim was no joke, like,
she couldn't move.
She couldn't move.
Kanye tried, though. He made her, like, this great-looking dress.
Floofing,
I don't know how he did it. He just, like, took scissors, but going at it.
I think he added extra fabric, because I think her dress was just form-fitting.
Oh, okay.
So I think he added extra fabric, but I did think that was really cool that he just starts, like,
cutting.
He put together that cute little, like, princess-looking dress for North.
Yeah.
And we look over, he's like, and they're just like, oh, my God. Everyone's like, what? Like, this is amazing.
I know, and the fact that he does that, I mean, a lot of people would be like, oh, well, you know, I don't know why he's doing that. It's like, that's so cute. Like, he is like humbles himself in a way, like when he deals with his daughter or, you know, his kids and Kim, he does like kind of take a step down from his macho image and kind of caters to them. And you know, the way he talks to North is just so cute. Like, I just love because we've never really seen that kind of side of him in the past season. We've really gotten to see
a lot of him,
a lighter, more fun, loving side of Kanye.
Yeah, just a lot in general, because he, you know, for a long time, he just kind of, you'd maybe see him walk by, really out of the camera. But I like that we really get to see him and his family element.
I wonder what changed in his mind to say, I want to be on the show. Because remember in the beginning, he was like, no, I don't want to be on the show. Mm-hmm. I don't want my daughter on the show.
Yeah.
Now we're seeing North, we're seeing him. I saw a little bit of Saint. Like, it's just, now it's just a whole thing. Maybe he's using this to his advantage now.
I feel like the whole brand of the Kardashians is just so normal every day to day. Like, how can you avoid it for so long?
Yeah, true.
Especially if they have cameras in your face all the time. You know what I mean?
Then they have to, like, go and edit him out. It kind of ruins, what's going on.
They're probably like, okay, Kanye, we're going to cut you a check, too. So just jump on board. And he's like, well, you know. All right.
But speaking of Cuba, can we please talk about the love of my life, Scott Disick, and him bringing Cuba to the Kardashian house. Can we just talk about how amazing that moment is? Everybody knows I love him. I don't think he's the best human being, but he's just funny. He's so entertaining. And I love how, I don't know, I think it was cute how he just wanted to spend so much time with his family, not go out and drink, like, from what we saw. And it's true. He just wanted to be with Kylie, her friend Jordan, and Chris, and they're just like, this is dope.
Yeah.
That's literally their response. He's like, yes, fiesta!
I love it, because he does seem like he's trying more and more now to be sober. We haven't seen an episode with him in a while now where he's been out drinking or doing anything crazy. He seems like he's really trying to be a good dad, trying to impress Courtney. I don't know if he's doing it for the right reasons, but either way, he's at least trying. And I love that he's bored and he just wants to, like, go have fun with Chris and Kylie and takes them in that beautiful little Cuban car. And
the cigars.
I don't know where French came in, but French was there.
Yeah, that was so random.
Yes.
I was like BFFs.
I was like, what's going on with French? He's kind of become a part of the show now. Like,
yeah.
It's
kind of
and
like,
then Lamar. It's like, oh, it's a little strange.
It's like the ex-boyfriend.
More the merrier.
I mean, if you think about it, the only one that's married is, well, now, is Kim. All the guys are always just been boyfriends or, you know, whatever. So it's. And they keep them. They keep them around. None of them are gone.
Except
for Chris Humphries. He's the only one.
He's gone.
And Ray J.
I haven't heard of Chris Humphries in a long time.
Yeah. Sorry, Chris.
And Ray J and Reggie Bush. They're not
Reggie
in
Bush, yeah.
They're probably like, damn, I missed out on like a show, that opportunity.
I just feel like a lot of those guys should have just treated them with more respect. I feel like all the other guys were just total, trash to them in a sense. And I love how now they're being treated right. Yeah. At least, Kim is. I don't know about the rest, but, maybe they'll find love, hopefully, eventually.
I mean, speaking of love...
I'm not keeping up with them.
We're not keeping up with them.
Keeping up with Chris Humphries.
But speaking of love, what do you guys think about Chloe and Lamar's relationship? Because for the first time today, I was like, enough is enough. Like, every episode, it's Lamar sounding like he's dying and... I don't know. It's just, it's getting annoying.
A 600-pound person.
He's always like...
I mean, he's a tall guy, so maybe that takes a lot of energy just to be that
like
tall. That
She's now. Like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, why?
Yeah, why?
Ew, Dakota. Anyway. I like that they didn't... Like, we obviously got a brief little part of Lamar in this... Or, Chloe talking about Lamar in this episode, but I like that they didn't really focus... on it.
Yeah.
Mm. And because, they did have such a good time the rest of the trip, like Chloe said in the beginning, at first I was like really stressing out about it, but then now like it's whatever.
Yeah.
But they were saying, Malika was like, he sounds like he's doing too good. And so that's kind of like worrying Chloe, but.
She's just worried in general, if he's doing bad, if he's doing good.
Yeah.
She just doesn't need that stress, but she just seems like she's, just. I'm not saying she is the most caring out of them, but just throughout these seasons, she's the one that I feel is the most real. She's always been the one that I've felt like that for.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of real, I love Malika. I feel like she's always the voice of reason.
I was about to say that.
She's like the voice of reason. She's so cute. She's always so positive.
Love
and like,
her.
She's just a ball of love. And
I think
life.
She's beautiful too.
She's gorgeous.
Oh, love her.
She's gorgeous. I love how she just... I like how Chloe was like, Malika and I have known each other for 17, plus years. Like, she knows when I'm off. She knows when I'm right. And it always seems like Malika is just right there to say the right amount of words to be like, Chloe, what are you doing? You're a baddie. Leave him alone.
And I think it's easier...
I care, but leave.
Yeah, I think it's easier to trust someone that you've known before the fame.
Yeah.
That makes all the difference. Because you never know someone's intentions before the fame. I mean, after the fame, so I think that really helps their relationship. I mean, they've been friends for so long.
Yeah. And today's National Best Friends Day, so it's cute.
Aww, you guys.
Yeah. I need to make an Instagram post. What? I'm half kidding, but I'm really
half kidding. After this, she's going to post it, guys, I promise you.
It's always like National Dog Day, National
Taco Day.
Taco Day. I was just...
Tacos.
Out of everything in the world, anything to eat, we're like tacos.
I love tacos. Anyway.
My favorite day is National Cheese Day, and that's my favorite day. But but Malik, she was like, you've done such a great job of protecting him, but it's time to focus on yourself. And we've been saying this to Chloe. Hello, Chloe,
listen.
This whole time. No, just kidding. But
but for real.
We have been saying that Chloe she feels too much.
Yep.
She's always trying to help everyone, and it's time for her to, like, just relax and salsa dance, you know?
Yeah. And Chloe, we love you so much. We know that you have to go through this on your own. Not on your own, but you got to go through this for yourself. You got to figure out what you want. And I know that she's overprotective and she wants to be there for him. But at a certain point, she's got to be happy herself and realize that she needs to move on with her life and have a great life and have someone who's going to treat her right and not cheat on her. Mm-hmm. Someone who's going to be there for her. Someone who's going to buy her roses. Someone who's going to make her laugh. Someone who's going to sweep her off her feet. Like, she needs that.
She deserves it so much, Dakota.
You better tell Chloe. Chloe, Dakota has been telling you for weeks. Weeks, and you're still not listening.
Chloe,
listen up.
I'm right here, Chloe. Take me now.
Take me now.
I love it. Love I know her. This is really random. Well, it's not that random. I just need to know, who is your favorite Kardashian? I was just sitting here, I'm like, thinking how much I love Khloe. I was like, in the comments, let us know, who's your favorite Kardashian? Yeah. Let's go. Let's figure this out.
I like Khloe. It always changes. But right now, I love Khloe. But Kendall is right there.
Really?
She's right behind Khloe with me. I like seeing the model in Kendall, her actually working in her job and just strutting. I love that. I would love to see more pictures on her Instagram of her, like, modeling.
Yes.
You just don't see a lot of her.
She's right. So gorgeous. My favorite is definitely Khloe. If we're just talking about the Kardashians, and of course, I have a special place in my heart for Kylie.
Oh, I'm kind of including them. The whole, like, Kardashian clan.
Yeah.
But then I love Kim, too. But, I mean, Khloe is just, like, so funny. And she's the one that, like, if you've ever met her, she actually takes the time to talk to you and, like, ask you about your day. And, like, she's awesome. Love her.
Mine's definitely Khloe and Kylie. Kylie, because I do makeup and, like, hair, for a fashion reason. I love her style. I love what she's done with her brand, as in her app. I really am into that. But as, like, a person, even though I don't know them personally, I just feel like the most real is Khloe.
Yeah.
I can't pick. I really can't.
Really? Wow.
No.
Really?
No, I really can't. I love Kim for just, she's gorgeous regardless if she's done work. Yeah. Or not, she's gorgeous, and I love when she actually talks some, like I said, tough love. And then I love Khloe because she's goofy and caring. And then, you know, Kendall's a boss.
Courtney.
And then Kylie I love her makeup and everything. No, I'm not done yet. And then Courtney's such a good mom, and she's actually really funny, too. Like, she has a more dry humor, but she's hilarious. I couldn't pick. I really couldn't pick.
What do you guys think in the eyes? To the audience,
in the comments. Audience sitting out here,
let us know. I want to know. I want to see.
Okay, let's get back to Cuba really fast. How funny was it that Malika thought that Armando asked if she liked penis?
It sounded like he literally really
so
said that.
Did.
He said it like twice, and I was just like, what?
Thank God for subtitles, right?
Oh my God!
You want some peanuts? What?
You like penis?
You want penis? What?
Yeah, you could tell.
You said it perfect. That's exactly how he said it, actually.
They literally stopped for a while, and they're just like, is he for real right now?
Like, because you never know. Like, I'm sure they have random people approaching them all the time saying crazy, outlandish, you know.
Stuff.
Yeah, I can't even imagine. But they did, and,
especially with the accent.
Right?
Do you like peanuts? Some really does.
And he pulled out these little tubes of, like, random crushed peanuts.
No! They're not crushed. They're in there. That's,
she knows, guys.
Yes, I loved them. They're just, like, little... It's, like, just... They make them out of just paper, and they just fill them up with peanuts and sell them like that.
It
like, they
really
had them at,
small.
Like, the baseball games.
Yes! I thought it was, like... I didn't know what that was.
It was like a pen. It was really, like, tiny...
It looks like...
Yeah.
It's literally... You guys, if you're just listening, like I'm rolling my paper.
But it didn't
it's literally
look
just the cone
like
and then, like, like that.
Huh. Mm. It looks kind of
like
a candy mix. It looks like a mix between...
Yeah, like cotton candy, exactly.
It looked like a mix between a tampon and, like, maybe a...
Well, we know you're not a female, because if anyone pulled out a tampon that long, I'd be like, no, thank you.
Well, it was like a mix between that and like some sort of like pin or something like that. I was like, what is he bringing out?
A tampon and a pen.
No, a pixie stick. Like a pixie stick.
I'll go with that.
Let's go with
that.
That's
a very thin tampon. That big.
Anyways.
Yeah. But we were talking about this last episode, not tampons, but about like social media. Sorry. Like people not really recognizing them. Because social media is very limited over there, but we see as the end of the trip goes, like, their car's getting surrounded.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a lot more to do with curiosity and then finding out, oh, they're big in, like, you know, where else.
Or not knowing, like, really.
And
big.
Some people, I'm sure, like, I'm not discrediting anyone in Cuba, but like I'm sure tons of people know who the Kardashians are, but now everyone knows them. Yeah. And it's like, yeah. And we were saying, like, imagine if, like, that's how you had to live every day. Essentially, they do that here in the United States because they have the paparazzi, but I mean, I hope that they don't get, like, all the time, but I couldn't deal with it.
You know, you hear a lot of celebrities that when they first become famous, it's, like, fun. You know, they're, like, they love it, the attention, and then, you know, a lot of people kind of get into depression and freak out because it's, like, they're, like, I can never live normal again, but I don't think they care. They, for 10 years or more, I don't think they've ever given up.
Yeah. They had to make it a part of their life.
They love it.
That's what comes with the territory. Another, like, couple random things from Cuba. I don't know if anyone guys heard Kim said, I mean Kim, Kanye said, rice and beans are my favorite food, and he was so excited about rice and beans, because that's literally what you eat the whole time. And speaking of Cuban food, so we're talking about Scott, and he had his FOMO about Cuba. They made it look like he went to Cuba in the preview for the last episode.
I know.
So, I was, like, a little confused, but then I get it because, you know, he got the car. He rented the car with French and everything. But he got the Cuban food, and he said that the plantains look like chicken wings, and that made me so mad.
Why?
Plantains do not look like chicken wings. I couldn't really see it.
It looked like just, like, were you talking about, like, the chicken?
No, I don't know. Plantains.
What, I don't know what that plantains? Is. That's what I'm saying. So, I don't know what that is.
A plantain is a banana, similar to a banana. It's not the same thing as a banana. Really? It's like, it's larger and it has, it's more like starchier, like, don't quote me on all this, but it's not the same exact thing as, like, just a banana you get from, like, a Chiquita banana. Mm-hmm. And you just, you can fry them,
I don't like them.
Like, have you ever had caramelized bananas or anything like that?
Yes.
Like, on, like, ice cream?
Those are good.
I don't like bananas.
Oh, it's,
Girl, in my smoothies. In my smoothies. I don't bite. I don't like the texture. It makes me feel weird. Like, I just don't like biting into, like, a gushy, long
I can understand.
Thing. I hate it.
I love bananas, though.
Me, too.
But, yeah, so the, you can...
Shout out to all the bananas.
In my smoothies. That's it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine. But, yeah, so you can have them, like, chips. You can cut them thin and fry them, like, little chips. Or then you could, like, half them and fry them so they're kind of, like, more soft. But not mush, like, not gushy, like, eating into a regular banana, but a little bit more, like, caramelized.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to describe it. Google it. They're so yummy. And if you are in L.A. or any area where they have Versailles Cuban food, like, you have to.
You know what I thought plantains. They were? You're going to hate me. But it was...
Chicken wings?
No, I don't know why I thought it was, like, you know what it looked like. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Asian food, but it's wrapped in, like, that seaweed, so it looks green. I don't know why that's what
really?
I thought it was.
What?
Plantations,
for me, it just looked like something you would get at Panda Express. Like, that's what it looked like to me.
Well, we also our TV colors are a little off when we're watching the
cats. Probably
so
why.
It did make them look a little more orangey. But, I mean, it's just, like, it's literally like a banana.
I don't know what I was seeing because it looked green to me.
I want to try it.
They're so good. But that again, saying, like, about Scott, like, I thought that was really cute. And before Chris mentioned that in her little talking monologue thing, I really didn't realize that, yeah, you're right. He wasn't going out and partying. He literally the whole time was just complaining about how he was not hanging out with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He complains a lot. God bless his soul.
I mean, he was just, like, brutally being honest to Chris about her house. Like, what the hell? That looks like a mixture of Bruce in there and, like, your TV's off-center and just, like...
I do agree with him, though. I didn't like the way Chris did her new house with
the green
and the black and the...
I've always been a big fan of the black and white tiles.
I love that.
Love it.
But this new room was terrible. I was like, Chris, like, you losing your sight now? What's going on?
I just feel like Chris never...
She's not that old, Howard.
It doesn't seem like her style, right?
That's why I said it. Maybe it's
she's confused.
Style.
She doesn't know what to do in that room, so she's just doing both.
They were all in Cuba, and she needed something to do. So she just started changing.
She
it
did
up.
That all in when they were in Cuba.
I have no clue.
Oh my god, I was like, that's a lot.
But did
of work.
You guys see her new closet though? Speaking of Chris,
on like social media. I'm like, first of all, that'd be really cool if I had. Like a closet that big and things to put in it, but like a closet just for her handbags. Like That is first world bouginess.
It is.
That's like shoes, but kind of worse.
Yeah, it's like way worse. Yeah.
Like shoes, you can go in, try them on. What a purse. Hey, my closet. I don't know. It's a little
my closet weird. Looks awful compared to their closets.
My bags are on the floor, so like that, and next to my bed. So that's not really. I'm not on their level, obviously.
One crazy. Of these days, we will be, guys.
I know, right?
Maybe.
So everyone's watching. Like
no. They're like, nah, you guys are worthless.
Hey. Aww.
Okay. I don't think we're worthless. I'm kidding, guys.
So, since Scott and Kylie and Chris didn't get to go to Cuba, I thought that was really cute that Chloe and Courtney brought Cuba back home, and they did that cute little party out in their backyard with so the cute. Music, the dancers, and I loved how they joked with Kim to get out there and dance. She's like, I threw out my back.
I don't know why I thought that was so funny when she said that, because it was just random. She's like, well, actually, I threw my back out.
I love when she talked about Beyonce and how...
Oh, yes.
Beyonce's always like, we should go, like, in the mosh pit or whatever. And she's like, what's that? And then she's like, we dance. And Kim's like, ah. Like, she hated it. Like, she
oh my gosh.
Hates
if Beyonce
dancing.
Asked me to do that, I would do it. Would like, do it
even if I look like an idiot.
Beyonce asks, you do.
I think
simple.
I thought that was actually kind of interesting that she brought up Beyonce, because if you, like, look on Twitter, people are always... saying things about, like, Beyonce doesn't really like Kim. Like, they'll find pictures and, like, it's memes. And that, you know, Beyonce's like, ugh, I gotta sit next to Kim, you know, when
maybe
they do
that's
things.
Why then.
But, like, I thought that was really cool that if that is true, that she's like, let's, you know.
I know.
Let's sit together.
Everything, like, Beyonce's like, I have to choose certain words to say around Kim. Like, now that, like, ever since Kim let Taylor out, I kind of look at her like, she's gonna let
saying.
The secrets out. And, you know, Beyonce's such a private person. That any little thing, Kim can step up and be like, oh, well, Beyonce told me this. Because she did the same thing with Janet Jackson. And she was like, I was at Janet Jackson's house and we were all playing trivia together or something like that a while back. Do you think Beyonce is like...
Wait, what about Janet Jackson?
A while back, Kim was like, when she dated one of the Jacksons, when she was like 15, 16, she was like, oh, I was at the Jackson compound and we were all playing, I think it was like... Uno or something like that, or trivia or something like that. And she was like, oh, I was on Janet's team and we having a great time. Like, she was telling the whole background story of it. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure Janet doesn't want to hear, like...
that game now is private, guys. Come
I
on.
Know.
Maybe but now like, she does. She's like, oh, Kim, because she's so big.
Yeah. That's true.
True, true.
But I wonder, like, Beyonce being so private, if she thinks, like, I have to... like, watch what I say around Kim.
Maybe.
Especially now after Taylor and everything.
I think the thing with Taylor, though, started off as controversy in general. So, it wasn't like they were really friends first. I think it's Jay-Z and Beyonce. We're talking about not treating celebrities like they're high on a pedestal, but it's like, you know that they're private and that they're whatever. And they seem to be, like, they're friends because of Kanye. So, I would hope that,
I know.
But I'm sure Beyonce doesn't spill any juicy details in front of a lot of people, probably.
Probably, honestly, though. They're very private people, I feel like. We don't hear much about their controversy. And it's so funny, though, because, like, literally the big thing where Solange was in the elevator with Jay-Z.
Oh,
and
drama.
That was crazy. I was like, whoa, like, we're actually seeing a personal moment, you know?
Yeah.
And then that, and then also, like, the Eliminate album, all that controversy about, did Jay-Z cheat? Like, Beyonce's starting to, like, at least open up a little bit more than she ever has.
Do you guys have to realize, Beyonce has writers. A lot of people write these songs. Like, Beyonce is amazing, but she doesn't write all her stuff.
Right.
And, you know, it's music.
You forget that.
You forget it. You might pick songs or agree to songs that might relate to you, but a lot of these people don't write this. Taylor writes her stuff. She writes a lot of her stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, a lot of people don't write their stuff. So it's not always...
Well, it's funny because my sister's a songwriter and she's getting into it. And it's crazy seeing behind the scenes of even when someone says that they, like, co-wrote it. It could be, like, a line. And they could take credit for it because if they're, like, they made, like, one verse.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know... they could take credit for co-writing it. And so it's crazy that there's crazy. Like 100 people on the team that they're just the face and that there's all these people, the songwriters, they don't get as much credit because they're not the face and so much work. I see her, oh my God, she works so hard. And it's like, people don't know that. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much that goes into that. There's some, like, for example, we're sitting here talking and discussing about keeping the Kardashians, and we're talking about the people, but there's so many people behind the scenes working those cameras, yeah, doing all kinds of this and that, and we don't see that makes, like, this show go. But yeah, people forget that it's other people behind things, so...
My uncle does camera, and I'm like, why couldn't you do the Kardashians? He does the Daily Show in New York, so he's more stage, but I was like, oh, I want the inside details. Yes. And what they forget, too, because I work on set sometimes, they, you know, it seems so natural, and they're having fun, and this and that, and, like, what they're forgetting is there's craft service outside, there's... like camera screens, and there's producers sitting there. Oh, go get a close up on her. Oh, do this, do that. And you like forget it's like a team as it's going on, sitting and watching it. Like you forget that.
Yeah.
But I've seen the background so many times, it's like you get a different light after you see it. It's crazy.
I could even see, like, for Kardashians, like if Khloe says something like, oh, I wonder what Lamar's up to right now, I could see them being like, cut. Okay, Khloe, we didn't really hear you that time. Can you say it one more time? I'm sure they do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Definitely.
And then Chloe's like, oh, I don't really know. Where's Lamar? I'm like, I'm sure that they have to do that. They have to go back and, you know, Chris, can you say that? But can you kind of look this way so the camera has a better view of your face? Mm-hmm. I'm sure they do that.
Well, you can even, you can hear in some of the episodes, like when someone asks a question kind of out of nowhere, like, oh, so how was blah, blah, blah? Like, you know that it was kind of like, they might have been talking about it, but they're like, hey, let's go back and reset this up. I'm wondering if one day after the Kardashians, if they ever end, if the show ever ends, if they'll do, like, someone's going to come out later and do, like, a tell-all. Kind of like how Lauren Conrad is kind of, like, spilled the beans on a lot of stuff in the Hills. But
Kristen Cavallari, I think she came out of it, too.
Crazy stuff.
I think that she, I wonder if they will come out with a tell-all, especially because it's such a, like, a big show, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it's scripted to the point.
No.
You know, like, it's what they're talking about is real, but, you know, they may have a guideline. Like, okay, this is going on, talk about this. And then they really share their feelings or whatever.
Yeah.
I think they just, you know, set it up. Like, oh, let's set the scenery. You sit here, you sit. Now tell me about Cuba.
Yeah.
And then that's just it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, I mean, everyone knows reality TV is not 100% real. Or if you're Kanye, 1,000% real.
That's right.
I just hate when anyone ever uses any percentage over 100. Like, it just pisses me off. But anyway,
1,000,000%.
Two other random things I wanted to talk about really fast before we get into some news and gossip. I thought it was hilarious how Kim was like so amazed by this new the selfie stick thing.
Oh my gosh,
she's like, I always wanted a selfie stick. Like,
How does she not have
How does she not? How does Kim, the selfie queen, not have? I thought that was funny. And then also I thought it was hilarious when Kim seemed like, Chris seemed like she was completely drunk at the end of the little party. She's like, oh,
that was great. I've never seen her, like, never seen her really in a while let loose and just be, like, weird and fun. I really like seeing that
she
from
was
her.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
And they're like, what does oye mean? So just, if anyone doesn't know, oye is, like, saying listen. But, yes, it's used a lot. That's like, great. She was saying, like, hey, you, what's up? Like, oye. Yeah. But that was, okay, that was funny.
Ugh, love that.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, she has such a, her job's tough. She's uptight because she's managing, like, 50 million percent. No, I was, like, trying to go over. I'm like, how am I going to do that? She's managing so many people that I really like seeing. But that was, like, one of my favorite parts.
For
like,
sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Love it.
All right, let's get into some news and gossip.
Yes, news and gossip.
Dakota's like the king of news and gossip.
Okay.
I live for this kind of stuff, guys. All right, guys. So basically, there's been a lot of buzz in Hollywood right now with this new-ish. It's been around for a while, but it's becoming very popular. It's a tanning company, a self-tanning company called Coco Brown. It's by Marissa Carter and is based in Ireland, I believe. And Kylie uses it. This is some pictures of her using it. She loves it. She's been using it for a while. And it's one of those things where it's supposed to make your skin like a nice brown color rather than like this orangey type of color. I just put it on like right before coming in. So it is a little bit much.
It literally looks like Dakota has been on the beach for a week straight.
Love it.
I love it.
But
like,
does Kylie really use it?
I mean, when you look at the color of her skin.
Instagram.
She gets spray tanned a lot. It's easier to get it done than do it yourself.
Well, I mean, if you look at her skin and then look at my skin, like you can kind of tell. And like it smells great when you put it on and it just like gives you this nice glow. So
it still does because I hate the smell, the after. after smell of tanning lotion. Can I smell your arm?
Yeah, go for it. I mean,
can I smell your arm?
It smells good.
I know.
Because I hate the smell of tan. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it. Because it's like, put it on at night, let it go. But I like to shower at night. I'm not a morning person. And so it always smells. I hate it. But I really.
It's supposed to give you the skin within an hour. And you leave it on for an hour, or I got the dark shade because I'm a little bit darker, so you can leave it on for an hour to 3 hours. I just slept in it last night, and then I put it on today, like, before coming in. So I think it's cool because you kind of layer it and, like, get it to the point you want, and then you can just kind of keep up with it. It's supposed to last for, like, a week. But anyway, this next picture is of Joyce Bonelli, which is some of their makeup artists, right? She's amazing. She's super white in the left picture and then super dark in the right. This is supposedly after one use, and I totally believe it because just after using it myself. But anyway, I just love it because it's like they always promote these products, and I usually get them to see if it works or not. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, and this one really does. And it's like, I don't know, they have like gels, mousses. I like the mousse because it doesn't make you splotchy, you know what I'm saying? But
why does tanning make everyone look skinnier?
Can I just
I don't understand. It really does.
She's got great abs.
I don't need the tan, I just need the abs.
But do you agree? She's obviously looks amazing, but like when you are tan, it like makes you even more slim.
Yeah, it always does.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is very crazy. They give you like this little mitt to put it on too, so it's like this velvety mitt. It's like, so that way your hands don't get like super duper orange. I've used some before where it literally just makes your hands totally orange.
Well, a little tip for everyone out there. I don't know if you've heard of it, but you just take moisturizer.
Uh-huh.
So when you're doing like your elbows, your ankles, your wrists and stuff, because it's been like really like splotchy and stuff, put moisturizer and mix it. Like put moisturizer on first, then do it and rub it in, and it kind of dilutes it.
Okay.
So that it's not as harsh.
Yeah.
I mean, it does help, and especially with the mitt. The problem that I find with self-tanning, the only thing I don't like is after a week it always gets splotchy for me. And they say exfoliate, but it still looks splotchy. Yeah. So like, I just want to find one that doesn't do that. Yeah. So let me know.
Yeah, for sure. I from like the reviews that I've read and stuff, it doesn't do that. It kind of like wears off evenly, which is nice. So I will definitely keep you guys tuned. I just kind of want to talk about it because it's like a big thing right now. Everyone's self-tanning rather than... Mm-hmm. And I think it's nice
because
you don't have to like go out and like, you know, all the harmful rays and stuff from the sun. So
I just love natural color. Like, even though it's really bad for you, I'm like, it's the summer. I'll do what I want. And in the winter, I'll do it.
I'm with Howard right here. I don't need no tanner.
You guys are just chilling.
Okay.
Well, for other
not
people,
fair.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I do, but it doesn't matter.
But anyway, it's super affordable, super fun, and I love it so far. So I'll keep you guys updated.
Any gossip?
Other than that, I saw this beautiful little video of Kim. She posted today just before I came in, so I wasn't able to send it in. But Kim has this beautiful little video of Saint.
Cutest one.
He is adorable, and he's just laughing, and like it's just adorable.
Where is it?
It's on Instagram.
It's on Instagram.
It's on Instagram and Twitter. So if you go to her Instagram, it's this beautiful little video. Saint is adorable, and
I think he's incredible. The cutest one. I was saying he is so cute. Mm. That little face is perfect. Mm. Oh my god! Really quick, little updates. Kylie, you know, she, for everyone out there that doesn't know, is not really, like, following her with makeup. She has her lip kits and everything, but now she's come out with Kai's shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little controversy going on. And it's this blogger. I didn't know who she was. Her name's, like, Shan XO. And she came out with a palette with BH Cosmetics, and it's very, very similar. And so, like, a lot of people were going back and forth about it. But Kylie's palette is amazing. It's all those neutral colors that Kylie has. And I want to get it. It's just, it's sold out in, I think, no joke, a minute.
Oh,
so it's so hard to get a hold of. People are, like, sitting there, like, the first minute, and I'm, like, sleeping. I forget. I'm like...
They've got, like, eyeshadow, Kyliner. They've got, like, these eye creams. They've got... Or not eye creams, but, like, eyeshadow cream or whatever.
And she released her birthday special edition birthday stuff.
Which drops tomorrow at 2 p.m. They're having another restock.
So really?
My friend is definitely going to try to get that. They have, like, mini lip kit minis where it's, like, a gold version. They've got, like, a couple new lip kits out. One's Leo. One is something that's kind of like a burgundy maroon color. So
and she just went, and really quick because we're doing the makeup hair thing, she also has like a sponsorship with Bellamy Hair, and I was just there. They have like a little beauty bar, and I've had them before, and I just went and got like a new set because my hair is really short, so I really wanted to like add length. So hers is a lot more expensive though. They have like all different prices, so if you guys are interested in hair, it's really good. It's really good quality. I recommend Bellamy extensions.
I've heard really good things about them, but I don't need them, so
Really? I mean,
I could add some extra
looking
weight.
Looking a little sparse. That's okay.
All right, guys. Well, we got to wrap it up here. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be here next week, as usual. Howard, where can we find you in the meantime?
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that great stuff, at Howard the Third. And, of course, my website, howardthethird.com.
Hi, guys. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
And you can find me on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Let's Face It with Justine, and Twitter, Let's Face It 33.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA, and Havana good night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.